Welcome to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope, where each week you will find yourself feeling loved, inspired, and encouraged in your life. Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope will place a smile on your face and warm the cockles of your heart. Tune in each week, Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show tonight. Mama Joyce, a little under the weather here. But I didn't want to disappoint. I'm going to share some promos tonight, and I'm going to give you a couple introductions. And I've got a wonderful book that I want to promote, and a wonderful person, Kevin Foster, that I met in my travels. And want to encourage you to support this brother in the Lord, because he's written a beautiful book. He's an author of several books, I understand, and will hopefully be able to interview him one of my shows. Having said that, I do want to make some announcements. Please support Blog Talk Radio. They have premium services at reasonable prices, and they help others like Mama Joyce to get their messages out to the public and have shows that help others stay informed of world events, as well as ways to help yourself and others. Sign up for a free month to test it out. Tell all your friends as well. It's fun and easy and a great venue to network and connect with people from around the world. Welcome, everyone. I also promote a young man named Chaplain Steve, and believe it or not, he's got a Christian bail bonds company in San Diego, Orange County area. He is a former hospital chaplain with a master's degree in theology. Chaplain Steve can help your loved ones through the incarceration process with a lot more ease than any other bail bondsman. He's Christian-based. Also, he has a business called www.sandiegoworkplacechaplains.com. You could check him out there and call him at a toll-free number at 1-800-539-6143. I also would like to promote the gentleman who does the voiceover on my show, the intro, mattspeaking.com. He has a wonderful, wonderful website. Check him out, and he does voiceovers and wonderful intros. Also, I have a little website, angeloflovministry.com, and it shows some of the things I've done, the volunteer work over the past 35 years. You might want to check that out. Also, I'm very, very much in support of the WoundedWarriorProject.org. God bless our veterans and our soldiers and all of our military that are protecting us to keep us safe here in the United States. I lift them up. I have somebody who's come on the switchboard that perhaps would like to ask a question. I'll bring you on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? 805 area code? Are you there? Hello? Okay, maybe they want to come on another time. We'll check back later with you. They've come on the show, and I'm always welcoming people who'd like to come on the show and maybe share a prayer request or an uplifting story that maybe what God has done in their life. And so we'll bring them back on 805 area code. We'll check back with you in a little bit and see if you would like to share a prayer request or a story or ask a question. So I'd like to invite everybody to the show, also in the archives with the same link that gives you this show here. And I'd ask that you tell all your friends and all your relatives and your coworkers and family and let them know that Mama Joyce has messages of hope. And tonight's a promo night. I love to promote people who help other people. And that's what I use my show for, to glorify God and to lift people up and love one another and help each other and learn to forgive. So without further ado, I would like to first promote and first welcome all of you once again to the chat room, the switchboard, and those of you listening on your iPads and iPhones. And I'd like to introduce to you, he's not on the show just yet tonight, but I hope to introduce you to him on an interview, actually, on the show in the weeks ahead. And his name is Kevin Foster. He wrote and authored a book, penned a book, The Gospel According to Ruth, A Season of Harvest, 121 Days of Devotions. Now, if anybody knows about the book of Ruth and Boaz and Naomi, it's a wonderful story. And I don't want to make light of this because this I've thumbed through the book. I haven't had a chance to read it all, but it's wonderful. And Kevin is a very anointed author, I must say. He has also dedicated the book to the God of Glory, For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. That's Luke 1:49 in the King James Version. So having said that, Kevin Foster is a wonderful author. I met him in person. And I wanted to introduce this book to you. You can get it on Amazon, by the way. And it's also, you can get the book at www.cpobooks.com. And the SKU number is 978-19-425-8756. The links are on my show page, so you certainly can click on the link and see where he has his books for sale. And also, you can get it at see his webpage at www.ruthgospel.com. So please check that out and please read that book, purchase the book. It is a wonderful, wonderful book, and it is a 121-day devotion. I'm going to read the preface of this, of the book, so you can get like a good idea of what this is about. Kevin says, in the fall of 2012, he was burdened with a vile spirit of this world, which he had pacified for years. As it grew, he became more miserable within his inner man. But God, who knows the struggles of our hearts, gave him the power to completely sever himself from those things, freeing him from one of many struggles. Christ took his sinful load, bearing it as only he can. A revival sprang forth in his heart, new and vibrant as sprouts in a well-watered garden. During early spring of 2013, he was reading the Old Testament book of Ruth, and the love of God revealed to him a seedling planted in his soul in the form of a fresh look at this wonderfully glorious book. Over the course of the year, he would awake daily and glean fruits he had not seen in previous readings of Ruth. Those thoughts, prayers, insights, and poems are all gathered here in one sheet for you to experience. It is his prayer that you, in like manner, would gather spiritual fruits and truths from this book and develop a love for the Word of God unto righteousness for your journey until that great harvest day dawns in your life. Love, Brother Kevin Foster. Isn't that beautiful? That's a beautiful preface, and please check it out at Amazon. It's The Gospel According to Ruth, a Season of Harvest, 121 Days of Devotions by Kevin Foster. So please check that out, and I hope to have him come interview on my show so you can better get to know him. And check out his website, www.ruthgospel.com. He's a wonderful young man. I also would like to share with you that I do promote the Brotherhood of Mankind and the Word of God. And I love what God does in each of our lives when we're ready. He opens up our hearts and our minds to receive the truth. And he doesn't believe in religion. He believes in relationship. Because God looks at the heart. He doesn't look at the religion. So it's very important that we get to know him, his characteristics and attributes. So I'm going to go ahead and try, and we'll bring this person on who has pressed 1, wants to speak to me, perhaps, in the 805 area code. Hello, are you there? Hello? Did you want to speak on the show, ask a question? Okay, they must have their mute button on. They just want to listen to the show, and that's perfectly fine. I want to welcome you and hope that you'll enjoy the show. I must make an announcement here tonight. The reason why I play that song, You'll Be in My Heart, a dear friend of mine had passed away Wednesday morning. His name was Stephen Sanders, and he was only 52, I believe, or 54 years old, and loved the Lord, a Jewish believer like Mama Joyce. And, you know, we're very saddened by his lost it. And Monica, his wife, and his children, we send our love out to you and our condolences and our prayers. And we just want to say that we definitely going to include your family in our prayers and know that he's in a place with heaven with the Lord, and he's not in any pain, and he's young and vibrant, and I just praise God for that. But we do miss their earthly presence. I want to play this song. Well, it's not really a song. If any of you know who Paul Harvey is, he is somebody who I really listen to when he makes these little audio clips, and this was also on YouTube. And God Made a Farmer. And I think that's such a special audio clip, and I hope you'll enjoy it tonight.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon and then painting from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. So God made a farmer. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners. Somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk. Somebody who'd bale a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing. Who would laugh, and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
That's so special. And, you know, God did make the farmer. And, you know, for us to acknowledge the people around us who work hard, you know, we're not supposed to judge anybody or point the finger. We're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to love people. When Jesus walked this earth, he sat down with sinners, with harlots and thieves, and he broke bread with them, and he loved them. He loved them into the kingdom. He didn't beat them over the head with the gospel, and he didn't force them to believe what he came to do. He loved them with unconditional love, and that's the way we're supposed to behave. We're supposed to love one another, help each other, and learn to forgive, you know, and to be there when somebody is in pain or hurting, you know, to make yourself available to the people around you. Watch, you know, I've been very blessed. I want to promote at this time HopeMill.com with Pearl Huber. And the reason why I want to do that is because this woman has such a heart for people who are hurting in our world. She has donated to myself and my church these care bags and backpacks that have toiletries in them and food and food and water. Hold on, got to take some water. Forgive me, folks, for out the show. I still got this allergy thing going, but anyway. What she does, she's in Encino, and she has a warehouse, pardon me, And she makes these packs, backpacks, and care packages, and she fills up people's cards, and she donates them to the churches, and we put them into the hands of those in need, the homeless or veterans or precious veterans. Pardon me. And her name is Pearl Huber, H-U-B-E-R, and it's hopemill.com. They need backpacks right now, so she's in need of those. But if you go to hopemill.com, you could see the wonderful work they do. You don't have to donate money necessarily, but maybe have a fundraiser with toiletries or soaps or socks or hats. You know, different things. They tell you what they need at hopemail.com. And you can certainly donate to them so that they could get these bags completed, because it's totally nonprofit, and they do it all by volunteers. So please check out hopemail.com. She's given Mama Joyce some bags and backpacks to hand out, as well as the homeless that we serve at our church in Burbank at Emmanuel Church. So I'm hoping that those of you who are listening tonight will get an idea. Maybe you can do this. If you don't have money to help somebody, you don't need money. You can certainly give up your time. Maybe someone needs an ear to listen, or maybe you could visit a convalescent home and play a musical instrument or sing or comb their hair or listen to the elderly people share stories. There's so many ways you could be a blessing to somebody. And, you know, I've got, over the years, I've done volunteer work for 35 years, and at angeloveloveministry.com, you could go check out some of the things I've done. I worked with Down syndrome adults for 16 years. Love them. They are my angels, truly, my earth angels. And I love doing that. That's where I got the handle Mama Joyce. They loved my cooking, and they loved how I taught them independent living skills. And they could certainly teach us something, unconditional love and tenacity and forgiveness. They're just phenomenal. I love these precious ones. I miss my job. I had to retire early. But I still do some volunteer work in the community on a smaller scale due to my health situation. But I still managed to do something, and I just praise God for that. I'm very grateful. So having said that, I want to play this little, this is a true story here, and it's by Logan, and he's called a Sky Angel. So listen to this. I hope you really enjoy it tonight, folks. This is a real good audio clip.
Hey, Mike, can I talk to you?
You bet, Logan. What's up?
I want to tell you something that God just told me.
Okay.
Last night, my dad was roping this calf. And this calf had been born from a really old cow. She didn't have really the greatest milk. She didn't have, like, the vitamin C and stuff.
Okay.
Hold on. Mom?
So cute, I guess his mom's talking to
him. I'm talking right now. I'll be up in a second. But sorry about that. But anyway, she broke her back. And this morning I went out and put her down myself. I was talking to God. I was asking God why. She was special. And God said, you know, Logan, but my son was special, but he died for a purpose. It's kind of the same thing. That calf was close to me, and God's son was close to him.
Logan, you're so right. It's true. Think you're going to be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine. But I wanted to tell you guys that is so important. Just remember, when you lose a loved one or a pet, always remember that God gave his son too. and he understands. He will always understand. He will always just run to him.
Logan, you're wiser than you know, buddy.
Oh, sometimes I don't think I'm wise. Trust me, I've done a lot of stupid stuff. But I've learned from it.
Yeah, but see, buddy, that's what makes you wise, somebody that learns from their mistakes.
Oh, I just figured I'd better call and share with you guys. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that a touching story? You know, I love stories like that. And this little boy called a radio station and wanted to share what God had revealed to him. You know, that's why I say, folks, it's about relationship, not religion. You know, there's man-made religions, all these religions. You know, I really believe in my heart of hearts, God doesn't care about religion at all. He cares about what's in your heart and your relationship with him. He desires a relationship with us. He wants to hear from us. He wants us to pray, you know, and read the Bible and get to know him. That's how you get to know him. You learn all of his characteristics and attributes by reading the Bible and praying. And, you know, he has revealed himself to me concretely over the years. I've had a pretty rough road of it most of my life, especially growing up in my youth. And what has happened is he's used every bit of it for his glory and my good. He really has. I'm able to take a drink of water here. I wasn't going to do the show tonight, but I promised my friend Kevin that I would promote his book, and that's important to me to keep a promise, and that's why I you know, like to do that as much as possible. Is there's probably going to be some times in my life that I won't be able to, and I hope I'll be forgiven for it, but I try real hard to have integrity and follow through with what I ask and pray for oftentimes and what I say that I'm going to do. You know, I love to see God's hand in my life. Because of the things that I've been through, some of the things I went through in my life were through wrong choices and bad decisions. Some things I had no control over at all. I didn't make the decision. But I was brutally abused growing up. And God used that so that I could help somebody who's been brutally abused, who's, you know, gone through that, and let them know that there is hope. You know, I've been into drugs and alcohol abuse and all kinds of stuff like that, trying to mask the pain of my youth. And it kind of like putting a Band-Aid on it, but of course that didn't work. through that, I learned that you just have to and listen and realize that there is a better way to think and process life and to put yourself in somebody else's shoes and feel their pain. You know, that's how I got the heart for compassion and understanding and love. I know what it felt like when I was going through, you know, doing drugs and stuff like that, because I was hurting so badly from my youth growing up and everything that I wanted to just not feel the pain anymore. There was times I attempted suicide and felt great despair and didn't have anybody to come alongside of me in the human sense and help me. So that made me more sensitive and more compassionate to be there for whomever God would send me to be there for, to be aware of my surroundings, to stand up for those who are being abused or hurt, and to include God in every aspect of my life. He was there. He had his hand on me since birth, even before, and he helped me through everything that I went through. I have quite a testimony. I don't share it with a whole bunch of people, but I do have a really vast testimony, and it is intense, but it made me who I am today, a very loving, forgiving, compassionate individual, and I give God the glory for that, because when I realize how much I'm forgiven for all the mistakes that I've made, it makes it that much more easier for me to forgive others when they make mistakes. You know, and he's forgiven me so much that I love him so much. When you're forgiven much, you love much. So having said that, I do want to share this wonderful song, and I love it. It's by Third Day. And this is the way I feel, because I love God so much. My soul's on fire for him. So this is called Soul on Fire by Third Day. Joyce's soul is on fire for the Lord. I have such love for God. You know, that's why I get up out of bed every day. You know, there's days, you know, that I have advanced stages of osteoarthritis and some other health challenges from time to time. But I get up every day hoping that I can make a difference in somebody's life who maybe is hurting or lost or hopeless, and ask God to use me. My purpose here is to love people into the kingdom of God. And that's what I believe we need to do. We need to be a living example of God's love to all people. I mean, if that's what read the Bible. Watch and read the stories of how God interacted with people, Daniel and Joseph and Ruth and Boaz. I mean, and Moses, he was so connected to these people. He wasn't just somebody out there that you can't see or touch. He's real. And he loves us very, very much. He's forgiven me for so many things I've done wrong. But how blessed I am, how blessed I am that he uses everything that's happened in my life to reach people who are hurting, to reach people maybe who slipped through the cracks, that don't have much hope in life. You know, I praise God for that. And let me tell you this, I don't have a corner on the market on God's love. Anybody can have that. All you have to do is ask. And when you're ready, he'll bestow it upon you with wisdom and understanding and knowledge. He doesn't give too much too soon because we have to be ready. We don't want to misuse anything that's going to, any gifts that he gives us, because he wants to make sure that what gifts he does give us are going to be utilized and not destroy us. Just like people say, ooh, I pray I win the lottery. Well, if he lets you win the lottery, and then what if somebody killed you because you won the lottery? We live in a crazy world, people. You know, that's why you want God's will. He knows everything. He sees everything, okay? And he's everywhere. He knows ahead of time. We're very limited in the form we are in as humans. That's why we trust Heavenly Father. Or, you know, we grow in that trust. We may not understand everything he does until we get to go to heaven with him. I know there's some things in my life I wondered where he was at times. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I said, wow, you know, God, where were you when this happened or that happened? But I got through it. And he saw me through it, and he loved me through it, and he forgave me for everything that I did. Why wouldn't I want to serve somebody like that who loves so unconditionally? I felt his love abundantly. I'm going to play this next audio clip, and it's by Jeff Bethke, B-E-T-H-K-E. It's called The Unforgivable Sin. This young man has an insight that truly speaks the heart of Christ. So I hope you'll enjoy this clip here.
So I was hanging around with a group of Christians the other day, and someone did the unpardonable sin or the unforgivable sin. And what I mean by that is someone swore, someone said a bad word. Now, when they did that, what do you think happened? Everyone in the group looked at them and said, bro, you can't do that. You're not allowed to swear. You're a Christian. And I remember thinking, you know, okay, amen, we want to represent Jesus well in our speech and in our life. But I started thinking, how come I've never heard someone have that response when it comes to bigger issues that Jesus addresses way more, like taking care of the sick, taking care of the lame, taking care of the poor or the widow or the orphan? I've never seen someone walk by a homeless person on the street or someone neglect the single mother next door who's struggling to pay rent and buy groceries and say, hey man, you can't do that. You can't just walk by that person. You can't just not help that person. You're a Christian. You're not allowed to do that. And I remember thinking, isn't that exactly what Jesus addresses in Matthew 23? He says, woe to you hypocrites, for you tithe your dill, your cumin, and you tithe your spices, but you neglect weightier matters of the law, like love, like justice, like mercy, like faithfulness. He says, go ahead and talk about and address those issues, but not at the expense of the bigger ones. He goes, doing that is like being blind guide straining out a gnat while swallowing a camel. And I remember just reading that passage and trembling and saying, you know, sure, we can say he's talking about people then, talking about people 2,000 years ago, but what if he's talking about us? What if he's talking about us who concentrate more on our external little Christian moral behavior rather than taking care of the orphans, taking care of the widow, helping out the ones who need it, because we've been eternally helped out in Jesus. And then in Matthew 25, Jesus goes so far to say that we'll actually be eternally judged based upon whether we take care of the ones who are sick, whether we clothe the naked, and we feed the hungry. And then even he says, when you do that, you're doing it to me. And so if you don't do it, that's like neglecting me. Now, of course, we're saved by grace through faith, not by our works, but our works should show themselves in the fact that we believe in grace and we have faith. I mean, it doesn't say that he's going to give us a doctrinal test. It doesn't say that he's going to ask us how many verses we've memorized. It literally says he's going to judge us eternally based upon whether we've neglected or not the weightier matters of the law. Now, this issue deeply resonates with me because I was raised with a single mom. We were poor, we struggled, we were on government housing, we used food stamps for our groceries. And I remember being in a Christian middle school for about a year and a half and being sent to the principal's office for typical behavioral issues, you know, like writing on the desk, maybe saying a bad word, maybe making fun of someone. And let me say, that is okay, and we should concern ourselves with those things. But I just remember thinking again when I read Matthew 23, how come I never got sent to the principal's office and the principal sat me down and said, hey, Jeff, we want to help you out. As a Christian school, we want to represent Jesus and how we take care of our brothers and sisters, how we take care of those around us. And so how about we use some of your tuition money and you guys can use that for groceries? How about we use some of the tithe money that the church gets and we use that for your guys' rent? How about we help as much as we can and we sacrifice what we have for you? Not once did I hear that. And that's when it hit me that we play this game of neglecting the bigger issues because usually it shows we don't really believe the gospel. We really don't trust in the gospel. We don't understand that Jesus came, sacrificed, pursued, and died on the cross for us. He loved us when we were sick. He loved us when we were lame. He loved us when we were broken. And here's the thing, I'm not just trying to guilt trip you and say, and hey, help people out more. What I'm trying to say is, the fact that we don't, can we let that expose the fact that we really don't understand who Jesus is and what he's done for us? Because when you understand that everything has been freely given to you by an eternally loving and gracious God, then you want to turn around and freely give everything you have to others. So when you watch this video, you can do two things. One, you can watch it, turn it off, and go back to your boring Christian life that has no joy, where you read your Bible and you hate it. You pray to Jesus even though you don't want to, and you white-knuckle all your behavior so people think you're a good, moral person. Or two, you can understand that the gospel is so beautiful and so potent, you can let it penetrate you, so then you will love God and love others, not because you think you have to, but because you understand Jesus loves you so much that you want to do that back to others. And so, my last question to you is, when you die, when your legacy is left on that piece of cement, what do you want it to say? Do you want it to say that this person was a good, moral human to society who was most known for letting everyone know that secular music is of the devil and you can't have tattoos? Or do you want that tombstone to say his life was messy, it was hard, but he spent his entire life loving God, loving others, and serving people? Because here's the truth. If Jesus fully emptied himself for you, what's keeping you from emptying yourself for others?
My friends, that's food for thought, and I hope that resonated within you. I know it did me. I have Chaplain Steve. If you want to come on, I see you're on the line here. Are you there, Chaplain Steve?
No, this is Donna.
It's Donna?
Yeah.
Hello, Donna.
Hi.
Hi, dear. Did you want to ask for prayer?
I did, yes. Thank you.
Good, good. What would you like, sweetheart? What would you like prayer for?
I'd like a prayer that my finances get better because I'm kind of in a, you know, no car and money's real bad at this point.
Okay, that's a very good prayer request. And your name
is
Donna?
Yes.
Okay. Donna, first I'm going to pray for you now. But I also, towards the end of the show in a few minutes, I'm going to also lift you up in prayer then, and I'm going to include you in my daily prayer. I have a prayer book that I keep.
Oh,
and I want you to also pray. You know, my prayers are just as powerful and effective as yours are, honey. He hears yours as well as mine. Okay, Donna?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. Now, I'm going to put you on the hold there, and I'm going to pray for you, dear. Okay, hold on. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, I lift up this precious sister, Donna. She has a financial crisis, and she needs a car, and you know everything she needs, Father. So I ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit upon her and meet her needs, that you bring her into a place where she feels your presence, that she knows you love and care for her, open doors that no man can shut, and that you guide her and lead her. And like it says in Proverbs, lean not unto our own understanding, but in all ways acknowledge the Lord. And so it is, Lord, we lift up Donna to you tonight. We ask that you answer her prayers and guide her and lead her and meet every one of her needs. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And what a privilege and honor it is to pray for you, dear sister. And I hope you'll continue to listen to the show and enjoy it. And the last few minutes of the show, I'll go ahead and say some more prayers and include you, dear. I wanted to also make an announcement that if you live locally in the Sutherland Tahunga area, there's a first aid urgent care on Foothill Boulevard, actually 7204 Foothill Boulevard in Tahunga, 91042. They're open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and they take a majority of the medical insurances. So check them out. Please check them out there. We don't want to forget them. There's a song that I want to play. What I think I'll do, though, is I'll indeed pray for everybody right now. If you haven't had the chance to call in or you're listening in the archives and you wanted to say have Mama Joyce say a prayer for you, that's fine, because God knows everybody and every one of our needs. And I may not know your name or even know who you are, but God does. But I lift you up to him now. So, Heavenly Father, God, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, I lift up Donna and all my loved ones, Father, all the veterans and military firefighters, all my Facebook family and my Blog Talk Radio family, all the precious first responders, Kevin Foster, C&J, collaborations.com, Chaplain Steve, Pearl Huber, HopeMill.com, First Aid Urgent Care, and Lord, all the people who need prayer right now, you know everything they have need of. You know it, whether it be finances, health, relationships, salvation, anything that they have need of, Father, I lift them up to you right now. Maybe somebody's grieving and having a heartfelt sadness, Lord. I ask that you meet their need and give them hope and let them feel your presence, Father, and that you meet every need and put a hedge of protection around our military and our country and world leaders and Emmanuel Church and all my sisters and brothers there. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come together, and it's an honor and privilege to pray for everybody who's hurting. We've got Heidi and the Thornhills, and we've got the Herons and Kathy and Mary Ann and all of our loved ones, my son and my cousins and their loved ones, my Uncle Billy and all of your loved ones, too, who are on your heart, and Dana in Hawaii, and Monica and her children. And Lord, thank you for meeting our needs, for receiving our prayers, Father God. Thank you for listening to them and showing yourself mighty Help us to be an instrument of your love and your peace, Father. Help us to be an instrument that you can use that will bring more love into this world and more light to where there is darkness. And I thank you, and I praise you, and I just give you all the glory, Father. Especially tonight, I want you to please, please, Father, bless Chaplain Steve and Drew and Chris. And Bill DeFoy, and Heavenly Deposit with Rick and George, all of my loved ones, Father, I lift them up to you now, and I thank you once again in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to thank you all for coming tonight. I hope you listen in the archives if you need an uplift or need some prayer, and most Saturdays I'm here, and you could call in at 1-347-850-1527. Be glad to pray for you. I got to take some water. Hold on. Pardon me. Okay. I have this song that I want to play, take us out with tonight. And I hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank you all for coming. Thank you, Don and Chaplain Steve and Bill, all of you who are out there listening now and in the archives. This is by Mavis Staples. And I'm telling you, she can take you there. This is a beautiful song by Mavis Staples. It's I'll Take You There. God bless you all. Be safe. And thank you once again to our military, firefighters, and first responders.
Hold on. I know a place. Yeah, hold on. Ain't nobody crying. No, ain't nobody worried. No, no, ain't nobody faces up. No. Go.
That was Mavis Staples. I'm telling you, that woman can sing, and she will take you there. I hope you enjoyed that. I'm going to take us out with a little Jimmy Durante. I'll be seeing you. I love Jimmy Durante, and I hope you'll enjoy him. And y'all have a good weekend and a blessed week coming up. Tune in Saturday evening, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And God bless you, and just know that Mama Joy is praying for you.
But I'll be seeing you.